everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live right here around the world on WWCR, live right out of Nashville, Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great message. First of all, we're going to give you a few announcements concerning our Festival of Tabernacles coming up next month on September the 26th. That'll begin at the Mountain Vista Inn. That's in Murphy, North Carolina. We'll be there for the festival for celebration of Tabernacles. We'll begin at 11 a.m. at the Conference Center at the lower level of the Mountain Vista Inn. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be looking for you there. If you'd like to make reservations, you can do so by calling the motel reservation desk at 828-837-3034. Now, tell them you're with the Tabernacle Festival group, and they'll give you a special rate. Otherwise, you'll have to pay full rate. Sister Odell's wife, Virginia, has set this up for us there at the hotel for a special rate. So you just tell them that you're with the Chastain group of Tabernacle Festival at the Mountain Vista, and they will give you a special rate. I believe the rates are around $45 per night, which is about half what it normally is during the leaf season. We got the special rate that she negotiated with the hotel staff there last month. So we're thankful for the opportunity once again to be in the beautiful Irish Hills of North Carolina. Oh my, how beautiful. How spectacular in the Fall Festival of Tabernacles. We're going to have a great, glorious, magnanimous time there in Murphy, North Carolina. Again, the number, if you'd like to make reservations early, for those of you that are making plans to be with us, September the 26th, that'll be 828-837-3034. Now, if you need more directions to the festival, just write or call, as we'll be giving you actually driving directions if you're going to be driving in. If you're going to be flying in, the closest airport will be down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or you could come in Asheville, North Carolina, depending on where that you would like to land at the airport. And if you are traveling, you will take the interstate system, if you're coming from the north, 75 south, down to Cleveland, Tennessee, taking 74 east into Murphy. If you're coming I-40, you're coming east over to exit 27 at Clyde, down through 74, Highway 74, into Murphy, North Carolina. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a great time in fellowship. Got a lot of things to share with you tonight around the world on WWCR with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I'm going to speak to you on the three D's: deceit, despair, and defeat. Those things are brought in by Satan. Now, you know that the Apostle Paul wrote of another gospel and another spirit in Galatians chapter 1. Now, appearing in conjunction with Yahweh, there is another gospel or another spirit when one examines the facts of history, it becomes evident that traditional Christianity has brought in a different Yahweh and a different gospel, changing the name of the Hebrew God, the creator of heaven and earth, and gave us this name of Jesus, Jesus, and that is a traditional Jesus of another spirit and another gospel. Now, the one impersonating the true Yahweh brought in a social gospel of love and tolerance. Matter of fact, the Great Whore Church of Revelation 17 prostituted herself out to all of the kings of the earth and the mighty ones, those who were in charge of religious conditioning of the mind. They actually changed the Hebrew scriptures into a Latin Greek text, changed the name of the Creator that can be read approximately 5,823 times in the old parchment, changing the New Testament into a social gospel of God loves everyone, of tolerance, and that you do not require any personal responsibility such as obedience to the message of the God of the old parchment. This message today is come as you are and believe on him to receive salvation. Well, let's see what Yahweh says about it in Isaiah 48:1. Hear you this, O house of Jacob, Israel, which are called by the name of Yahweh and are come forth out of the waters, that's many people, of Judah, which swear by the name of Yahweh and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Did you know that even Yahweh's children, by birth and genetic offspring, that their eyes would be blinded, their ears would be stopped? And as Isaiah cried out, let the affliction plow up and down their back until they say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Isaiah 59:4. There is none that calls for justice, nor there is none that pleadeth for truth. They trust in the vanity, and they speak lies. They conceive mischief, and they bring forth iniquity daily as they pretend to worship me. Daniel 8:12. And a mighty host of people was given Satan and the whore church against the daily worship of the divine creator, and changed the truth of the creator into a lie, and worship the creature that they had created, and thus they cast the truth to the ground and practiced and prospered. Marvel not if they cast the truth to the ground. Did you know that much of the worship today is strictly bursting out at the seams with emotion? In much of Christianity today, there has been a shift toward a new center, which may loosely be described as a shift from mind of truth to a mind of emotion. The modern demand is for religious worship, experiences that stress feelings above reason, logic, logic and true doctrine. Many have abandoned the biblically defined worship and adopted religious entertainment in place of truth. They call it worship. They have a pretense of Christianity, but it is only a facade. Paul wrote about it in this context of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, that they would have a form of godliness, but they would deny the power thereof. And he warned for us, the truth seekers, from such to turn away. Ladies and gentlemen, the religious leaders during the life of Yahushua as he walked the earth, mainly the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders of that day spoke nothing but evil of this man that came to bring the truth. They rejected nearly all of his teachings. They marked him as a heretic. Speaking as he did with his authority, his piercing words incited fierce indignation from the spiritual elite of his day, and they hated him without a cause. He was viewed as a threat to their positions and their social religious status. What he taught the masses was drastically different from their dogma and their traditions. Thus, if the citizenry followed the Messiah, Yahushua, who would these in authority have to lead? Who would look up to them if they believed on him who came from heaven? And they readily said, if we let him alone, if we let him alone, the whole world will believe on him because he spoke as one having authority and having truth. The Jesus that is commonly spoken of in the large denominations of accepted Christianity today promotes the ideal that keeping God's law is no longer needed because they've all been nailed to the cross. All a Christian has to do now is accept and believe in him and raise his hands in obedience to the preacher as he masquerades, as he leads the shouting services and the vain utterances of tradition as they gather periodically through the year of Easter, and the traditional worship centers that keep the tradition and break his commandments. And Christ said, full well you reject my commandments to keep your tradition. Now, all a Christian has to do is accept Christ and believe in him. Thus, they are assured a place in heaven. Beguiled by this notion, the majority reject the Sabbath day and the keeping of it and the traditions of the elders of the old parchment and his annual holy days and the truths of the Bible, leaving an open door for a host of non-biblical practices. The first century apostles resisted this slippery path into lawlessness, but many believers allowed themselves to be led away and astray with the cunning craftiness of the deceit of Satan as he come to deceive. That's his purpose, ladies and gentlemen, kill, steal, and destroy, and lead away those that are weak, those that have not put on the whole armor, the those who refuse to fight the good fight of faith. Ladies and gentlemen, when the name of Jesus in these vain bell boxes is uttered today, what does the mind project in the conditioning of the Christian church today about this man that they portrayed as Jesus in the New Testament? Oh, they fear Yahweh in the old. But let me show you what comes to mind in most Christians, the image that they portray. He's most likely a weak, long-haired, sickly-looking, effeminate man wearing a flowing white robe. It is common portrayal of Jesus found in the church world art paintings across the world. These artists started the painting him in the appearance of a long-haired, effeminate personality hundreds of years after his death, worshiping the creature that they have created. Paul, the great suffering apostle of that day, foretold a time when fables and the traditions of men would be substituted for the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's today. For the time will come that they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, as I am giving you the deception of the great deceptor that come to deceive the very elect. This deception began actually before the death of our Messiah. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now, in the first century, the Bible talks about the whore church, the devil, casting out a great flood of people after the death of all of the apostles, the truth setters that wrote in the Hebrew language about a God named Yahweh. And thus the Greeks, the worshipers of Zeus, fearing that the populace would turn from the worship of Zeus, the pagan god of their fathers. And Constantine and the bishops of Constantinople, and now Rome, the city of seven hills, where the whore sits. They have now filled the earth with the deception of a Christianity that has shifted toward a new center of emotion, taking out truth. The Bible says that when Christ spoke the truth, many turned and would not follow him anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a truth presenter or a truth seeker, and if you have the experiences that I've had, they have cast the truth to the ground, and they've practiced and prospered. They built assemblies of great masonry temples of stained glass, but they become tinkling symbols of deception out of the imagination of their own deceptive creation of a and emotional. We all love sweet Jesus, and all sweet Jesus loves us. Most receive teachers who tell them what they want to hear rather than what they need to hear. Wrong conduct is justified by casting the biblical examples to the ground. They explain them away, giving no regard to the warning. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. As the prophet Isaiah cried out in the 5th chapter and the 20th verse of this very fact, that they would begin to shift toward a new light, a new way, and a new name. Many have abandoned the biblically defined worship and adopted religious entertainment substitutions because these people that go to church love to be entertained. And the priesthood have an itching ears to want to know what it takes to please the people, do so as they vainly become vain jangling, as the Bible said. They jangle out this parade, this facade, this charade of traditional replacement worship of pleasure, rather than sitting and taking the pain of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the birth of the Spirit comes hard. Ask any woman that has ever had an occasion to give birth to a newborn and ask her if there's pain associated with the birth of the Spirit, or the birth of the flesh in this case. Comparing both, each one has its own pain. The Bible says, if you reign with me, you will suffer with me. But ladies and gentlemen, the modern demand is for a religious worship experience that stresses the feelings above the doctrine of truth. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, many have abandoned this worship to adopt religious entertainment. They have a pretense of Christianity. And as Paul wrote, they have a form of godliness. And he said, from such turn away. For many, the final authority in matters of faith and morals is no longer the Word of God, but the inner workings of the human mind. Humanism, universalism. Some denominations view the Bible as merely as a historical document requiring human interpretation to correct its errors. And most of it is nailed as they vainly attempt to do away with his laws and his commandments, which the Bible says, if a man says he loves God and keeps not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. People can unknowingly worship in ways that are far different from what they sincerely believe or intend. They have a form of godliness. They cannot grasp what is at stake with this other gospel, this different Savior. The Bible said he that broke Moses' law died without mercy. And the Bible says, for you to beware and take heed to yourself if you neglect so great a salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 119, verse 118, listen to what the great prophet said as he pinned down the instruction of the Holy Spirit as Satan set about to tear down through deceptive means the truth. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood, and their sins have risen to heaven. The Psalms 119, verse 118. Their deceit is falsehood. Romans 3:13, Paul said, their throat, who? The deceitful, is an open sepulchre. With their tongue they have used deceit. And although it is sweet in the mouth, it is so bitter as the poison of asp, as they swallow from the lips of the deceitful. The doctrine of emotional universal humanism. Mark 7:22 said, out of the heart is the thefts of covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Nine steps to disaster. Theft, covetous. He come to kill, ladies and gentlemen, and steal, and he coveted to be worshipped as the Almighty. He used wickedness in the form of righteousness, changing the truth of Yahweh into a lie. And something that seems right, something that appeases the carnal flesh man, through deceit and lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. It displays the characteristics of the heart of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. The heart, oh my, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. Oh my, the heart is so easily deceived by the throat of the wicked, which have the poison of a serpent in their lips. But Psalms chapter 5, verse 6, as we are down at the bottom of the hour, thou shalt destroy them that speak. Yahweh will abhor the bloody and deceitful man, and he shall destroy the wicked from the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a small break for station identification. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call around the world tonight on WWCR as we search for truth.
All the time, we put a song of praise in this heart of mine. Yah is good all the time. We'll look up this night, His love will shine. Yah is good, Yah is good.
he can be found. He's going to be a terror to them that haven't walked upright before him. Those that have not kept the faith. Those that have denied his name. Those are the ones, ladies and gentlemen, that he's coming back to destroy the wicked. Listen to this now. Proverbs 24 and 28. Be not a witness against your neighbor without a cause, and deceive not with your lips. Did you know one of the things that Yahweh hates is someone that sows discord among the brethren? You know what discord is? Another way. The Bible says they shall try or seek to climb up. Another way. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to speak the truth. The truth hurts. The truth cuts. It's a sharp two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing and the sunder, right down to the joint and the marrow of the bone. No wonder that when the apostolic fathers listened to the man from Galilee as he taught with the sword of the Spirit, as he cut the flesh of the religious leaders of that day, the Bible said, they shall hate you because you speak the truth. For if the man that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no deceit. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that it's very tempting for young men seeking to come up in religious organizations today to be tempted by the lure of the beauty of the temples and the large amounts and the great budgets that they have to train in seminaries of deceit as they teach you to go through the form and fashion? Oh, my. Isaiah 53 and 9, he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death because he had done no violence and neither was there deceit in his mouth. Did you know that if he had joined the elite of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees of that day, that they would have crowned him? They actually attempted to crown him. They wanted him to join. They knew he was a powerful preacher and a visible force. But the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, he did no sin. He didn't sell out and give up, turn back, or preach deceit because there was no guile found in his mouth. Let me show you who's going to walk with him. Psalms 24 and 4. He that has clean hands, a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Ladies and gentlemen, they take the oath of allegiance to serve this other gospel, which there be no other gospel, but there are some who trouble you, subverting your soul, as they creep into the houses of silly women and effeminate men, as they practice and pretend through the condition of their mind to accept the New Testament teaching that Jesus loves everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the wrath of the Messiah was exhibited against all unrighteousness, especially the church elite. He called them serpents. He called them liars. He called them workers of iniquity that had unclean hands and an impure heart, that had lifted up their soul in traditional vanity and sworn deceitfully that they were keeping the law of Moses when in fact they were breaking it. Zephaniah. Listen, the remnant of Israel, chapter 3, verse 13, shall not do iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in the mouth of the righteous. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to speak truth, you're going to have to remove yourself from the tradition of those who do so. Job 27, verse 4 said, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. When it becomes a hard saying, most people faint. When you have to separate yourself from the world and you can no longer enjoy the things that you used to enjoy, the things you once loved, the Bible said you should now hate. And the things that you once hated or despised or looked down on as a cult. You know, that the little ragtag army of Yahweh, the little so-calls. Did you know that the apostles were looked upon and frowned on by the religious elite of that day as they set up in their ivory temples, their stained glass windows, and practiced a religion that had been practiced for years and years and seemed right? And today it is no difference, because Paul said and warned you that there would come in another gospel promoting another name that would promote humanism and universalism, salvation to all through Jesus Christ. That is the other gospel that crept in. And the Bible says in Psalms 101, verse 7, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. They promise you liberty, but they themselves are prisoners of their own corruption, as they speak with a lying tongue. The deceitfulness of the riches that have deceived them passed down to those who would worship in a seem-right way. But he that tells lies shall not tarry in my sight. Oh my. Deliver me from those. I pray that he shall redeem my soul from deceit, and my blood will be precious in his sight. Did you know the Bible said that precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death and the suffering and the affliction and the casting out and the despising of his disciples who love the truth, that will speak out against those who have deceitful hearts and unclean hands, and their soul is full of vanity, of lies and deceit and deception, as they practice the three D's to the way that seems right, changing the truth of Yahweh into a lie. Psalms 120, verse 2, deliver me from these lying lips and these deceitful tongues of unrighteousness, cried David in the Holy Ghost despair. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want the truth, you got to come out of her, my people. You won't hear the truth. They won't preach it. I'd rather have a chance to hear the truth outside the church than to sit in the church all of my life, where they speak with vain deceit and they work iniquity in their heart, and for the praise of men and the love and the honor that they receive from another, and they cast Yahweh's truth to the ground. Colossians 2 and 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of spoiled sheep lullaballed to sleep through enticing words of men's wisdom as they wait, lay in wait to deceive. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world, and not after the truth of Yahweh. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, therefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and evil speaking, let us seek the truth. As Paul cried in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, that we should renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Or when you do, you become a troublemaker. When you stand up and give them the word, the litmus test of the word, ladies and gentlemen, for any denominational system that will not have the word, they get in the door, the preachers, these evil slow bellies that have sold out for a place to live and a salary and a car to drive and food to eat and good clothes to wear, and honor from one another. But you should renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, that we are the disciples that love His truth. And ladies and gentlemen, to find it, you've got to dig deep into the earth where it's been cast down. 2 Thessalonians, Paul again says in chapter 2, verse 3, for our exalting Him was not of deceit, nor of uncleanliness, nor in guile, but that we preach to you the same yesterday, today, and forever, the one that don't change. I am a jealous God. I will have no other gods before me. And as the first commandment says, hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Mark 12:29. Love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But the wicked devise, as they deceitfully deceive, as it's written by the psalmist in 35:24, they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Ladies and gentlemen, they will gather together in the last days, and broad will become the way of deceptive deceit and dishonesty. They will seek after your life. They will lay snares for you. They will seek to hurt you with mischievous things, and they shall image deceits against you all day long, according to Psalms 38, verse 12. They will utter vain things against you. They will speak evil of your name. They will cast your name out as evil, and their mouth will become full of cursing and deceit and fraud, as their tongue is filled with mischief and vanity. Oh, they appear good, but in their heart they're wolves of deceptive deceit and destruction and dishonor. The words are iniquity and deceit. You know how? Because it is a seem right way. That's deceitful. It's iniquity. It has a way that seems right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And you would be wise to turn from the deceit of your own heart and those who have been deceived, and seek him that has the truth. Proverbs 11:18, the wicked works a deceitful work, as it's recorded in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Read it. The first 15 verses of that chapter will explain my whole text in context of what I'm talking to you about, those who love the lying tongue and the deceit and the praise. You see, it's joyful. It soothes the flesh. It seems right. When Christ come, his doctrine had a cutting, biting, stinging edge to the religious leaders of that day. 2 Timothy 3:13 says that evil men and seducers, you know what a seducer is? A religious seducer is someone that paints you a pretty picture of come on down and confess Christ and accept this card of salvation. Go to the church of your choice, and whatever you are, be a good one. Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. Mark it in your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Evil men that were seducers that appeared to be right and holy and broad is the way, wide is the gate, and many there be, as they stand in that day and say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And Yahweh shall say, you have deceived everyone his neighbor. You will not speak the truth. You have talked with your tongue, and you have spoke lies, and have caused my people to commit iniquity, as it is found in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 5. Thus saith Yahweh, deceive not yourselves. Deceive not yourselves. 2 Timothy, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Jeremiah warned you through the mouth of Yahweh. All the prophets that speak lies in my name. Oh, the prophets. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25, 26, and verse 27. Gotta hurry. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man. Listen to me now. I'm closing my message as my time is coming on. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Jeremiah 14:14, thus saith Yahweh, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I did not send them, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination of a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart, as they broaden the broad way through deceptive means of deceit and destruction. The three D's, ladies and gentlemen, come forth out of her, as it says in Romans 16:18, they are such that serve not our Yahweh, but they serve their own belly, and by their own good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight on the Shepherd's Call around the world tonight on WWCR. If you'd like to have our message tonight on the three D's, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 378-24. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, on the 26th day here of August, as I'm live around the world, bringing you the gospel of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. And so, therefore, I bring a hard saying. The truth is a hard saying, and who can hear it? Those that are weaned from the breast, if you're still on the denominational breast of religious seem-right, Broadway, then you can't get this message. If you don't want to suffer with him, you can't get this message. If you want to go uptown style and profile and go up to where you've always gone, you can't get this message. It ain't going to you. But it'd been better for you to not to hear this truth than to hear it and turn from it. Your day will come. And it'll come to you in an hour. And you will seek him, but you won't find him. You'll call for him, but he won't answer you. If you seek him, he'll seek you. If you hide from him, he'll hide from you. If you run toward him, he'll run toward you. If you love him, he'll love you. Ladies and gentlemen, you reap what you sow. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Call him up tomorrow, toll free. Dr. Gary has made this number available for you. And order some of the good things that he's got to offer you. Miracle Tooth Soap and Vitamira, a toothpaste, along with a lot of other things and good information. Man of knowledge and integrity. Wonderful, wonderful man that I love dearly. 877-289-7439. That's Dr. Gary. Now, if you'd like StemTech, from my partner up in Michigan, Brother Paul, his contact number is 1-800-253-2748. That's Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748 for StemTech. We taught on the stem cells, DNA technology. You need to know about it, ladies and gentlemen. Proverbs 12:7, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness will be deceitful. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here tonight. My time has just slipped on by, but I guarantee you one thing, Yahweh loves his children, and he's coming back. He's coming back after a people. A people that's kept the faith. And hasn't denied his name. You got to get on the battlefield. Join Pastor Buddy next Sunday night around the world on the Mighty Voice of Transmitting Joel of the South, live out of Nashville, Tennessee. WWCR 5070. Yahweh bless you, Jacob.